Last Monday, resident Ardith Orr and others at Country Healthcare and Rehab sang hymns during morning devotions. Orr has lived at the nursing home in rural Gifford since having a bad fall last year.
I don't think they even thought I would live when I came in here because I had so many aches and pains and so many things that happened to me afterwards that while I was recuperating from my fall, gosh, I had pneumonia twice and I had a emergency gallbladder surgery. I had a back fracture.
Now on the mend, Orr wishes she was still able to live in her own apartment. She knows that's no longer possible. But Orr keeps a smile on her face and participates in many activities at the home.
I can't complain about one thing. I just simply can't. The staff has been good to me.
Many area nursing home residents aren't so lucky. State records and interviews with advocates reveal numerous incidents that have endangered residents' health and safety. Some are left waiting nearly an hour for help using the bathroom. Others develop serious bed sores that go unnoticed for days or weeks. Or they break bones when dropped by staff members helping them into beds or wheelchairs. In some cases, these incidents have even resulted in deaths. 2 years ago, a resident at Carl Arbor's in Savoy choked on mandarin orange slices and died the next day. He was supposed to receive a pureed diet, but he was found with solid food protruding from his mouth. The administrator at Carl Arbor's, now called Champaign-Urbana Regional Rehab Center, could not be reached for comment.
When someone says, I accept you, I will admit you, I can take care of you, they have made a promise, and you need to fulfill that.
That's Tammy Wacker, the regional ombudsman for the East Central Illinois Area Agency on Aging, a Bloomington-based nonprofit that advocates for nursing home residents. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services rate nursing homes certified to accept government aid payments. Homes that are much above average get 5 stars. Homes that are much below average get 1 star. Out of 7 Champaign County nursing homes, 4 are rated below or much below average. These low-rated homes contain 75% of the beds available to government aid recipients. Chris Casper is administrator of Country Health, the only 5-star nursing home in Champaign County.
We're very proud to be a 5-star facility.
He admits the system has limitations, but believes it's a useful resource for consumers. Other nursing home officials are much more critical. Greg Wilson is vice president for Peterson Healthcare. The company owns Illini Heritage Rehab and Healthcare in Champaign, one of 3 local facilities rated much below average. In an email, he called the rating system, quote, very flawed. Tammy Wacker also acknowledges that the ratings aren't perfect, but she says they make some things very clear. In addition to the overall rating, homes are given stars for health inspections, staffing, and so-called quality measures, such as the percentage of residents with bed sores.
A lot of times when you've got homes that are rated a 1 star in all 3 of those categories, it's a really safe bet that that's a 1-star home, and that's exactly what you're going to get.
One such home is Helia Healthcare of Champaign. In recent years, the home has paid about $72,000 in fines and penalties for violating regulations. In one incident, a resident broke his neck and died when his wheelchair fell backwards. A nursing assistant was wheeling him into the shower using a poorly constructed ramp. Administrator Araceli Henson canceled 2 scheduled interviews after agreeing to speak with us. Helia's Urbana location shut down in 2009 when regulators pulled its certification due to ongoing problems with patient care. Many nursing homes say delayed state reimbursements contribute to low staffing levels and other issues that can impact residents' quality of life. But Wacker says very few facilities are making their best efforts to invest in resident care and are still struggling financially.
I have very little sympathy for that argument.
If you're looking for a nursing home, advocates say it's crucial to visit facilities you're considering, ask a lot of questions, and most importantly, talk with current residents and their families. I'm Dan Petrella for CU Citizen Access and Illinois Public Media.